Nearly 90,000 employees may lose their jobs, but $4.5 million goes in bonuses to top executives. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 13th day of May. Thanks for being with us. The Fed chair and a deep, deep recession. Big tax breaks for big businesses. Consumers go from hoarding to penny pinching. Prices are going down, and then again, they're going up, we'll explain. We've got the numbers from Wall Street and expect more layoffs. The jobless numbers are out tomorrow. Also today, micro business money for Iowa businesses with Cameron Middlebrooks and Deidre DeGier. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. And yeah, you can reach us on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the 118-year-old company that is JCPenney is said to be working toward bankruptcy. Today, the company, which has missed two multi-million-dollar debt payments totaling $29 million, said it will award its top executives with $4.5 million in bonuses. The company said it was necessary to keep top talent on staff. Under the plan, the executives will have to repay 80% of their bonuses if they resign before January 31st of 2021. They will have to repay the other 20% if specified milestones based on performance are not achieved. Today, Fed Chair Jerome Powell warned of the looming deep recession that could be just around the corner. Powell warned of the threat of a prolonged recession resulting from the viral outbreak and urged Congress and the White House to act further to prevent long-lasting economic damage. Powell cautioned that widespread bankruptcies among small businesses and extended unemployment for many people remain a serious risk. Powell said, quote, "We ought to do what we can to avoid these outcomes," end quote. Then he went on to add that additional rescue aid from government spending to tax policies, while costly, would be worth it if it helps avoid long-term economic damage that would result in a long and prolonged slow recovery. That, by the way, was all it took to drive Wall Street down, and I'll share those numbers for you in just a bit. New tax breaks expected to total about $650 billion are starting to flow to U.S. businesses, giving them quick cash and longer terms to help ride out the economic downturn. Companies reporting tax deferrals or benefits exceeding $100 million each include fast food chain Chipotle Mexican Grill, Walt Disney, American Airlines, and oil refiners Valero and Marathon. So far, more than 50 publicly traded companies have disclosed tax savings and deferrals totaling at least $2.8 billion, according to securities filings. Money is also going to private companies that don't report earnings. The tax breaks enacted back in March are a crucial piece of the government's attempt to prop up businesses during the coronavirus pandemic, alongside Federal Reserve lending and the Small Business Administration Loan Forgiveness Program. In the early weeks of the coronavirus pandemic, consumers stockpiled food, toilet paper, and other essentials for prolonged stays at home. So we all witnessed as they shopped for different kinds of items like hand sanitizer and antibacterial wipes to stay healthy, computer monitors to set up home offices, and supplies to help keep kids in school doing schoolwork remotely. And then they began filling up bigger baskets as they avoided stores or made less frequent shopping trips. Well, that's in the past. Since then, the financial picture has become bleaker. Unemployment has risen to 14.7% after 20.5 million people lost their jobs in April alone. The total number of jobless claims is up as well. Pay cuts have squeezed family budgets. Even those with same income feel uneasy as they read unemployment reports or see neighbors, family, or friends that get furloughed or laid off. All of it, has resulted in a new consumer trend, and that is pinching pennies. Consumers are stocking up with items from stores' private label brands more than usual and cutting back on snacks and sodas at convenience stores. Now, people are still buying food as they cook at home, but they're paying more for the same items because of rising grocery prices, and people are juggling health worries along with budget consciousness. All of this leads to new consumer habits. Not just trends, but habits. As consumers spend less, the economy shrinks, and they could get used to that. Stay tuned. In a related story, we've got really two economies going on. On one hand, prices are going down, falling like a rock. On the other hand, prices are going up, way up. So how can both of those statements be true? Well, prices are falling across just about every category. Apparel, hotels, cars, car insurance, and airfare fell through the roof as people stayed home. Everybody knows that gas prices are, of course, way lower. But American grocery prices are soaring. Overall, the price of groceries grew 2.6% in April. That was the biggest increase from one month to the next since 1974, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And here's just a couple of examples of what's going up. Egg prices are up 16%, carbonated drinks up by 4.5%, cookies up by over 5%, fruit up by 1.5%, canned vegetables up by nearly 4%, meat prices up by 3%, chicken up by nearly 6%. Meanwhile, on the good side, ham prices fell by 1.7%, breakfast sausage was down 3/10, butter was down 1.3%, and prepared salads fell by 3.6%. And if you're in the mood for some fresh cupcakes, you can pay 2.3% less, and tomatoes fell by 1.4%. See all the cool stuff you learn here? Well, stocks ended lower again today as traders grappled with downbeat remarks from the top-ranking Federal Reserve official amid jitters about reopening the economy, along with worries over the market's valuation. The Dow closed down 516 points, or 2.1%, posting its worst day since May 1st. The S&P 500 finished 1.7% lower, while the NASDAQ shed 1.5%. The tech-heavy index also fell back into negative territory for this year after today's decline. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said more needs to be done to support the economy, and to that end, Speaker Nancy Pelosi proposed a $3 trillion aid package that would direct money to small businesses, state and local governments, and other beleaguered institutions. This money would come on top of the roughly $3 trillion in earlier financial assistance that the government has provided. However, the White House wants to wait, and Republican leaders in Congress have expressed skepticism about allowing significantly more spending right now. And finally, there is this. New jobless claims filed in the U.S. are expected to increase again tomorrow when the latest data is released. Economists estimate another 2.5 million Americans filed new applications for unemployment benefits during the week that ended on May 9th. While the estimate is far below the more than 6 million new claims the country saw during one week as the pandemic took hold, it does surpass the 695,000 applications filed in October of 1982. That was the high before the global health crisis. The new claims this week would push the number of U.S. jobs lost since the virus outbreak to beyond 36 million. We'll be keeping a sharp eye on that tomorrow. Coming up next, a conversation with Cameron Middlebrooks and Deidre DeGier about the Iowa Small Business Relief Fund. It's designed to help out micro-businesses in the state that didn't or can't qualify for the state or federal assistance programs. You want to learn more? All you have to do is click through.